In my hand, I now hold the key. The key to the Fireside Mystery Theater Underground Vault. Lucky you, I'm allowing you to enter with me as I retrieve a hidden treasure from days past that, until now, has never been shared with our listeners. Now, where is that thing? Here it is. Now tell me, do you consider yourself a creature of convenience? Well, don't worry. You won't have to move a muscle, unless it's to recline a bit more in your easy chair. Without having to move an inch, you're about to take a ride with us. This is the first of several journeys you'll be taking with the Ride Sharers. Now, you may not have to move, but I can't promise you it'll be a smooth ride. This is the first of a dark series of 4 episodes that circle the curious activities of a new ride-sharing app. But more about that as we continue. Now I'll just blow the dust off this thing. This series was taped live in New York City at the Slipper Room, way back on December 16th, 2018.
A visitor has appeared at the door of Bob Lehman's third-floor walk-up apartment.
Hey, Bob!
Bob?
It's me, Harold. I know you're home, man.
Bob's brother, Harold, is concerned. Bob has not returned Harold's calls for almost 2 days, so Harold has come to check in on Bob.
Hey, Bob! Come on, Bob! Look, I don't want... Oh, what the hell?
Harold remembers that Bob always leaves a key under his doormat.
Ah, there it is. Bob? Bob, it's Harold. Bob!
I'm in the can, Harold. Just give me a minute.
Oh, my God, Bob. Why haven't you called me back? Everybody's been worried sick. Mom is worried that you'd be the next one. It's been happening a lot, you know. Of course, I know that you know. I don't need to tell you, right?
I'll be all right.
Hey, look, Bob, I know things are looking down now. Really down. But I want you to know you have a lot of friends, and especially your family, looking out for you. Yeah, you have some big debts. Your industry has taken a turn for the worse. Your medallion, it's worth a fraction of what it once was. It seems like everything you ever worked for is gone, and it feels like it all happened almost overnight. I know all this, but we can figure something else out. I know we can. You're a good guy, Bob, a hard-working guy. No one I know works harder than you. I mean, you always told me that whatever you get out of life is because of what you put into it. Karma, right? I believe that, too. I mean, how many times did you save my ass over the years, huh? You're a great guy, and you're going to turn this around somehow. I know it. If you can just keep the faith. Keep the faith, Bob. That's what we got to do, right? All we can do if we want to survive. Hey, you almost done in there, man? Bob!
Bob Lehman, aged 53, the 9th yellow cab driver in this city over the last few months to take such an action. An anguished response to an insurmountable obstacle brought on by something that some would call progress. There's a new kind of industry that in a very short span of time has rendered the one that preceded it practically irrelevant, almost obsolete. Ride-sharing companies have completely rewritten the rules of the business. These new enterprises have quickly become part of our everyday language and life. The newest kid on the block, a startup company, similar in many ways to its better-known competitors, but also a little different. That company?
Our
Our next guest is the CEO and founder of the Schnell ride-sharing app, Frederick Alvens. Under Mr. Alvens' leadership, and in a relatively short time, Schnell has asserted itself as a formidable player in the ride-sharing industry, where the room at the top appears to be rapidly shrinking. Wired magazine has referred to Schnell as, quote, a fleet of shiny vehicles ready to deliver its clients to an even shinier new future in real time, quote. I'm happy to have Frederick Alvens with us on the program today. Mr. Alvens, what is it that differentiates Schnell from the other ride-sharing services out there? I mean, there are several options available, of course.
Yes, there are, Stephen. And I readily admit that we do have our competition cut out for us. But if there's one thing that separates our scrappy little startup from the rest of the pack, it's that we consider ourselves to be masters of disruption.
I notice that seems to be a much valued word in the startup world, disruption. Why is that?
Disruption, in our view, always leads to the greater good. You see, I don't believe one can truly be innovative until the pre-existing model is dismantled from top to bottom.
So, with that line of thinking, perhaps someday someone will come along and dismantle what you've done?
Not if we dismantle them first.
Isn't that something, Myra? I just convinced you to try Schnell today, and as we ride in our Schnell car, the CEO of Schnell happens to be live on the radio.
I hope the roads aren't as slippery as that CEO's voice. Looking pretty slick out here.
Well, that accent sounds sexy to me. I'd spend a day at the races with him, you know what I mean?
Oh, please, Tori.
So how does a company like Schnell hope to make a mark?
By offering our customers greater value, greater convenience. Our algorithm is smarter, more intuitive. Our vehicles will pick you up quicker and get you where you need to go faster, and at a lower rate than our competitors. We offer different levels of service, like our Schnell Silver Line and Schnell Express Blue for those who desire that special white glove treatment. Oh, and I'd like to encourage your listeners out there to take advantage of our Refer a Friend program. None of our competitors offer such a benefit.
Always plugging, eh?
Get a friend or family member to download the Schnell app, and your next month's worth of rides will be discounted by up to 50%.
50%?
50%.
Now I see why you were so desperate to get me to download the app, Tori.
Wow!
What a pal.
We have all sorts of works in progress that I believe will not just turn heads in our industry, but will change the world as you and I know it.
That's quite a claim.
Schnell is quite a company.
But is it true? Schnell, as a company, still has yet to make a profit. Isn't that correct?
Well, the company brings in revenue, but it hasn't turned it into profit yet. It's very common for a new startup business. But if the growth we reported last quarter is any indication of what the future holds, fasten your seatbelts. And this just in, we've received another significant round of funding from our angel investors that will allow us to follow through on some truly remarkable breakthroughs.
This is all very impressive, but yes. We should also mention...
Yes?
I know you must be aware of some of the concerns out there.
Concerns?
Concerns?
Some say that there is a need for more reform and better vetting of your drivers.
I know what you're referring to. And I think a few very isolated incidents have been blown completely out of proportion by people in the press looking to spice up a slow news week.
Stories? What stories?
I don't know.
A recent article in the Washington Post revealed that a distressing, their word, number of Schnell drivers have what can only be called checkered backgrounds, some with criminal records, some with mental health issues. There have been incidents of theft and violent crime, road rage. How does Schnell account for that while attempting to truly innovate if it can't properly screen its drivers?
Forgive me. I must take issue with much of what you've said just there. Schnell drivers are among the most diligent, tireless professionals out there on the road today. They're the backbone of our company. Did you know, I actually use our service myself each and every day so I can personally monitor its quality and integrity. So please, trust me, I can speak to this matter firsthand.
Sir?
What's the matter, Myra?
Sir? Sir?
Okay, on another topic, do you feel that the younger generation's increasing demand for instant gratification...
Sir?
I'm sorry, miss, I can't hear. Let me shut this thing off.
Deserving of blame for what can only...
Yes.
Why are we going to the west side? We need to go the other way.
We do?
Yes, we do.
I'm sorry, I thought you wanted me to go this way.
I never said that. We need to turn around. I hope you're not planning on charging us more for taking this unnecessary route.
Oh, it's probably my fault. I must have made a mistake when I punched everything in the app.
No, it must be my mistake.
Well, I don't care whose mistake it is at this point. It's late, and I'm very tired, and I want to go home. I was perfectly content to take the subway, Tori.
Okay, I'm sorry, Myra.
Hey, you just passed another exit. When are you going to turn around? What's your name? Where's your...
Myra, what's the matter?
Your name is Isaac?
If that's what it says there.
What?
That's what it says on your license. But that photograph next to your name, that doesn't look like you.
Because it isn't me.
Who are you? Where's Isaac, then? I mean, why isn't he driving this... Oh, God.
Isaac, you fat bastard, could barely fit your fat ass in the trunk. Shut up! Shut up, Isaac! You don't want me to pull over, do you?
Please, whoever you are, let us go! Please!
What are you gonna do to us?
Oh my God, we're locked in! Oh no, oh my God!
Where are you taking us?
Sorry, ladies, I'm a little slow. I'm just not very good with directions, you see. You'll have to just bear with me. I am so glad you downloaded the Schnell app, and I'm glad that you did too. It's so user-friendly. Easily the best one I've used so far for trips like these. You know, Isaac pulled up at my door in less than a minute.
In the offices of Schnell headquarters, a 10,000 square foot city loft, the concept of transparency is taken almost to the extreme. All the walls are made of clear, icy glass, all except for one. This office is also made of glass, but it is tinted in a reflective and impenetrable black.
How rude of me. Did either of you gents want some?
We don't drink.
We never have. Do you always drink alcohol like this during business hours, Mr. Albans?
No, of course not. I just wanted to celebrate.
Celebrate?
I'll just pour this out in the sink a little later, then.
What are we celebrating exactly?
Another milestone. Here, take a look at this. It just hit the newsstands this morning.
Tech America's top 20 thought leaders.
I'm number 17. Pretty nice amount of ink there, wouldn't you say?
Yes, Mr. Albans. But this is print media, the bones of which are ossifying right before our very eyes.
You're number 17 on this list, but Schnell is still in fourth place in the industry.
You assured us after the last round we funded that you'd be in the top three.
But we're almost there. You just have to...
My brother is right, Mr. Albans. Critical acclaim is one thing, but the bottom line is quite another.
We need to see a return on our investment, Mr. Albans.
Of course, you shall.
My brother and I have already done for you what no one else in the VC world was willing to do for you.
I do hope you appreciate that.
Oh, I have. I do.
Then you need to remember, anytime a company fails us, well, you tell him, Jackson.
Disappoint us, and we'll make sure there's not a trace left of this company.
Or you.
I can do it, but I need your next round to make it all possible. Can I count on it?
Vernon and I are still reviewing all the data. We'll let you know our decision by Wednesday.
Be prepared. If we answer in the affirmative, expect certain conditions to be included.
I'm so close to success, I can taste it. I'll do whatever it takes.
Well, if you really mean what you say, that will go a long way, Mr. Albans. Remember the 3 D's from our coaching, Mr. Albans. Disrupt.
Dismantle.
Disseminate.
Can't stress it enough. The only way you'll succeed is if the theory is applied.
I've completely subscribed to this way of thinking, and it's served me well.
Great. Maybe we'll see some results then.
My friends, whatever doubts you may have, they will be eliminated. I swear it. Failure is not an option.
I won't let my angels down.
Mr. Albans, my brother and I don't work with doubts, only certainties. It is the simple secret of our success. And I don't need to remind you of the few things that are certain in this world, do I? Good afternoon, Mr. Albans.
Good afternoon.
And out the door they go, quietly vanishing into the city streets like the steam that rises from beneath the grates in the pavement. Vernon and Jackson Ames, the Ames brothers, known in the venture capital community as the angel investors of death. One has to wonder if the many passers-by on the streets surrounding them will ever know the magnitude of their power and influence around the globe as they operate under a cover of almost total anonymity. Perhaps the world is better off not knowing. So what do you say? Why don't you and I catch a ride? First, I'd like you to download the Schnell app on your phone. Full disclosure, there is a little incentive for me if you do. But I assure you, friends, that there are other benefits. Adventure, mystery, thrills, and perhaps at least one unforgettable glimpse into the unknown. Oh, look, our car is already here. Are you ready? Here, let me open the door for you. Climb inside. No, after you, I insist. This is Fireside Mystery Theater.
And that was The Disruptors. The cast featured in this episode include David Linton as Harold, Gustavo Rodriguez as Bob, Eric Davey Gislason as Stephen, the radio talk show host, James Kleinman as Frederick Albans, Casey LaForest as Tori, Mary Murphy as Myra, Michael Pate as Isaac, Alan LaForest as Jackson Ames, James Reeser as Vernon Ames, and your narrator was me, Ali Silva. The Disruptors was written by Sylvan Sandovar and directed by Holly Payne Strange. It's the first episode from our series, The Ride Sharers. Our live show and podcast are produced by Gustavo Rodriguez and me for Fireside Mystery Productions. Our musical score was improvised and performed by Brad Whiteley. Our sound effects designer and engineer was Greg Russ. Our technical director at the Slipper Room was Johnny Goddard. Jason Graves composed our theme music, and I manage our audio post-production. This series may be one unearthed from the vault of previously unreleased and given a good dusting and polish, but we're also in the midst of crafting brand new audio delights for you as we adjust and rejigger our production model. It is the support from listeners like you that stokes our fires and helps us to burn long and bright into the future. And being a Patreon patron is how it happens. A contribution through Patreon, $1, $2, $5 or more per month, can provide the vital lifeblood we need to keep doing this thing we do. Hey, we know times are tough, so you can only do what you can do. But when you become a Patreon patron, not only do we have infinite thanks for you, we also offer things like discounts on merch, personalized postcards from Sunken Harbor, a snazzy Fireside Mystery Theater enamel pin. And now, when you become a patron at $5 or more per month, in addition to access to exclusive bonus content, we are now offering new episodes ad-free in our exclusive Patreon feed. How about that? Learn all about it and become an FMT Patreon patron today. Go to patreon.com/firesidemysterytheater or just follow the link on our website. We thank you for any support you can give to help keep our fireside flickering. So, now you have listened. Have you subscribed yet? It's the easiest darn thing to do now, so I hope you have. You know what else is easy and goes a long way to support us? A rating and review. Go on and spread the good word of our audio drama loving ways, friends. And do be sure to find us and give us a holler on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Fire. Fireside Mystery. Our performance stage may have gone dark for the 2020-2021 season, but that doesn't mean we aren't still doggedly driven and determined to deliver deliciously dark diversions to your socially distanced eardrums. Stay tuned for all new, yes, all new content that is being creatively crafted and suspensefully stirred at this very moment. You will not be disappointed, dear listeners. Can a strange late-night journey do something to change the ways of a hardened and corrupt businesswoman? Catch a ride with us for the next installment of The Ridesharers, Chanel's Bells. The clock has stopped, but the meter is still running. What could that mean? Heck if I know, but I do know you should be sure to mind the shadows.